to bring up one issue that Alex brought to my attention that is an issue that would normally hurt Democrats, a social issue that would normally hurt Democrats. It is, of course, on the front page of the newspaper of record for Morning Joe, the New York Post. Yeah, Onslaught. Now, yeah. Listen, any other election cycle, again, it's not dispositive because it wasn't in 18, it wasn't in 20, it wasn't in 22. This would hurt Democrats. But if I'm a Democrat running for office, and this is what I do, I pick up a paper, I pick up something. If I were a Democrat running for office, I would do this. I would be carrying this around all day. Look at what the Republicans are doing to you. Look what Donald Trump's doing to you. Donald Trump said, and by the way, this is for you at home. So come to the at-home camera, TJ. Thank you. God bless you. So good at this. And you think you just started last week. So I'm joking, TJ. So, TJ, can I get a TJ cam? I hope TJ's in.
Not yet. Not this second.
Okay, oh, good. Wow. Okay, good.
He's not feeling free.
He's in his underwear.
He's in his underwear at home. He got one of those things at home. I was afraid I was like picking on a director that mattered. But no, TJ's there. Mm-hmm. TJ's been with us for 20 years, by the way. He's family. But
I can't get rid of him.
I would carry this around because see this Onslaught headline? The only thing the Post didn't tell you is Donald Trump said, blame me for this. Donald Trump said, kill the bill and blame me for everything that happens after this point. Donald Trump said, blame me. So yes, Donald, we are blaming you. We're blaming mini-me Mike Johnson for following your orders. We're blaming Republicans who begged for a tough border bill, but like the Wall Street Journal editorial page said, couldn't take yes for an answer. So yes, there is an onslaught in the southern border still. And it's all Donald Trump's fault.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Friday, 22 March, Year of Our Lord 2024. You see the way that Joe Scarborough and the left are positioning this. Let's go to Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Congressman Greene, are there under 100 votes to stop this abomination from even coming for a vote within an hour, ma'am?
I think they have the votes to pass it, and that's because this is a Democrat bill. This is a Chuck Schumer House bill. It's the second half of the omnibus that Mike Johnson has allowed to happen, that Mike Johnson has led on, and he is being directed by Chuck Schumer. This is a disaster. This is something that every single Republican voter in the country is screaming against. This takes away every single ounce of strength and leverage that the House of Representatives have in this invasion that is happening at our border. That video that is shown right there, Joe Scarborough has something right. He has one thing right. This will be the fault of Mike Johnson for allowing this bill to happen and not fighting and defending our southern border.
Congressman, how can he, as bad as this is, the outrage we've had from this audience, the phone calls, the emails, the texts, the going to offices, how can he round up 100 other Republicans to vote for this?
It's hard to fathom. This will be something, if they vote for this bill, they're going to go back home for our 2-week recess over Easter, and they are going to be absolutely obliterated by their districts. Every single Republican in this country, every single American that watched a horde of illegals charge our border, running over Texas National Guard, running over Border Patrol, military-age men, running across our border in extreme aggression like that is terrified. We're watching women in New York be brutally murdered by squatters. We're watching people be raped, women be raped, young women like Lake and Riley be brutally murdered by this illegal invasion that's happening in our border. Our Republican House Speaker has a choice this morning. The time is clicking. The minutes are going by. He can pull this bill right now and not bring it to the floor and say, we will not fund this communist government that has taken over our country and has put our Constitution through a paper shredder, Steve. Mike Johnson has a choice. He can pull this bill this morning, not take it to the floor for a vote, and demand our border be secured, or he can move forward with this bill at his own risk.
Let me ask you, today, this morning, he's hardwiring the process around regular order to get it to the floor. But correct me if I'm wrong, a majority of Republicans adamantly oppose this bill?
I believe so. I do not know the whip count, Steve, but I believe a majority of the majority oppose this bill. That's my understanding. We'll see what the vote count is. But I believe that most Republicans in our conference are completely opposed. Even Robert Aderholt came forward. He's the chair of the subcommittee where this bill came out. He came forward yesterday and posted on his social media that he is against this bill because Chuck Schumer added so many horrific things in it. We're talking about the funding of full-term late abortions, not only here at home, but abroad. We're talking about the funding of LGBTQ and trans agenda, horrific earmarks that are an outrage to people all over the country that target the youth. These are the types of things that he listed in his press release yesterday. If Aderholt, the chair of the subcommittee, this bill comes out, is coming forward and saying he's a no on this bill, that is a major, major warning to the Speaker of the House. This bill should be pulled immediately. But here you go, Steve. It's on the floor right now. They're debating the bill.
By the way, let's get ready to jump into that debate as soon as we lose Congressman Green. Congressman, I know you've got to bounce here in a second, but just two things. Didn't the Speaker commit to us that he wouldn't bring for a funding of the government until the border was secured? How did he flip to saying, he's been saying the last couple of days, funding the government's his number one priority? When did that happen, and what is he speaking about? Isn't security of the border our number one priority right now?
The security of our border should be the number one priority by every single elected official in the United States of America. That's by the Constitution, and that's by the office, the oath that we swear for the offices that we hold. That applies to every Democrat and every single Republican. Yes, he said that our border security should be number one. Mike Johnson has gotten rolled completely, totally, in every single process. He has not negotiated with strength. He's handed every single thing over to Chuck Schumer. This is Chuck Schumer's bill. This is a bill that the White House has said, pass as fast as possible. Pass it because Joe Biden wants to sign it into law. This is the worst possible scenario for Republicans, and it signals to the entire country that Republicans are not in control of the House of Representatives. The Democrats are, and that instead of Mike Johnson and Republicans being in control of the Speaker, Chuck Schumer is in control.
Well, if this does happen to pass today or over the weekend, what then is the fate if we control the House, but we have a Speaker that is basically pushing and passing the Democrats' agenda? What do you recommend should be the fate of Mike Johnson?
We are making that decision on a minute-by-minute basis today, Steve, and I think you can stay tuned.
Will you lead the effort to call for a motion to vacate?
Steve, we are going to be making decisions on a minute-by-minute basis today, and I urge you to watch and see what happens.
Congressman Green, so we can watch you, can you give us your social media? I guarantee the audience will be dialed in. Where can they reach you minute by minute today, ma'am?
Rep MTG on all of my social media platforms.
Congressman Green, go with God. We'll watch and maybe hopefully get you back on this afternoon.
Thank you. We'll talk soon, Steve.
Big fight today. Dave Bratt, you were up there. You saw it. They came after you. How did we have this complete and total surrender by Mike Johnson and his team, his leadership team?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. In the conference, you know, there's 220 Republicans, and it used to be, you know, the Freedom Caucus and some fiscal hawks, about 20 of us, 30. Now that number is up to 50 or 60, but you still have 100 of the old, you know, appropriation leader, the senior guys. And their view of the world is it's easy to go out there on TV and message against this budget. And their honest take is this is real legislating. When you vote yes on a terrible budget like this, that takes courage. And they can't look in the mirror in the morning if they say something else, right?
Hold on. Hang on. You mean they pitch that. Yeah. They tell themselves by keeping the government open because that's their party. This is really legislating. This is the governing wing of the Republican Party, not the MAGA wing.
Right. Right, right. And it's not even just keeping the government open. It's just they think this is good governing, right? We're bipartisan. We're working with the Democrats to produce $50 trillion in debt, a border invasion, global hostilities, wars on all fronts. I mean, on first blush, you can't defend yourself when you wake up in the morning and look in the mirror, right? So they just come up with these slogans and they spread them amongst each other. And if you look at, you know, the higher up the leadership you are, the more you have to toe the line. All the chairmen of all the committees, all the appropriators, the old bulls, they're the worst of the worst, always have been. And then they look down on those of us that were fighting because we're fighting for the future of the country. And you get hit. And then, you know, it's interesting, too, the editor of the Politico that moved over to the Punch Bowl or whatever, Jake, I think his name is.
Yeah, you know, Jake
he reported
Sherman.
Yesterday.
Jake Sherman,
of course the Republicans are going to lose the messaging war. And yes, that is true. Of course, status quo, right? If you stay doing what you've always been doing, we're losers. But we have the winning hand. We got four aces in our hand right now. The border invasion, the economic growth, the productivity we went over last week, the global wars. Yeah. 4 years ago, we had peace and prosperity under President Trump. I mean, we hold all the cards in our side, just will not fight the fight. But, they've just it's built-in ingrained habits.
We hold the cards. Okay. Yep. We're going to take a break in a minute here. When we come back, I'm going to tell people, here's the signal. Because Steve was saying, how can this possibly happen? We've got the issues. This is our issue set. People made the commitment. They actually did it. They actually did a budget. We're going to go. I tell you, let's go to the floor to see the debate for a second. We'll come back and I'll explain exactly what's happening here.
Against all odds, House Republicans refocused spending the America's most crucial need of home and abroad. I urge my colleagues to support this bill, and I reserve the balance of my time.
This gentlewoman reserves. Gentleman from Texas is recognized.
Thank the Speaker. Well, here we are again. The swamp is back in full force. We have a 1,000-page bill of $1.2 trillion filled with all manners of spending priorities that are at odds with the American people. That's what we have in front of us. This bill is over 1,000 pages long. It contains hundreds of pages of report language, 1,400 earmarks, and we've had about 24 hours to review it. That is not the way to do business. And the American people and American families are the ones left holding the bag. This is business as usual in the swamp. And here's the deal to my Republican colleagues. You will own every single bit of this. If you vote for this bill, you own it. DHS funding contingent on signing HR 2 into law. That's what we did last year to make sure our border would be secure. That is punted, so you own it. Defunding Alejandro Mayorkas. We did that in our bill. This punts that. It's no longer there. Okay. You own it.
We've got to take a commercial break. We're going to come back and play the entire. That's Chip Roy on the floor. This debate's going to get a little heated. We're going to come back and hear Chip Roy. Gold's hitting all-time highs. Why is that? You know why that is? Exactly what you're seeing here on the floor of the House of Representatives. The people that actually the framers put in charge of spending have thrown that away. That's why gold's reaching an all-time high. Go to birchgold.com/Bannon right now and find out why. Talk to Philip Patrick, the team. Do it today. Short break. Back to the House floor now. The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year. And then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
The law, that's what we did last year to make sure our border would be secure. That is punted, so you own it. Defunding Alejandro Mayorkas. We did that in our bill. This punts that. It's no longer there. You own it. Prohibiting mass parole and release of illegal aliens via the CBP One app. We did that in our bill last year. This bill gets rid of it. You own it. You own the continued mass parole of illegal aliens into our country. You own that. That's the truth. And it was mass parole that led to a Venezuelan gang member coming into the United States and killing Lake and Riley. And you can't go campaign, my Republican colleagues cannot go campaign against mass parole and use the name of Lake and Riley because you pass a bill in her name when you fund the very policies that lead to her death. I hear all this, that we're going to increase beds, ICE beds. We're going to increase the numbers for Border Patrol. The increased numbers for Border Patrol will process more illegal aliens. The increased number of beds for ICE will not be used because there's memos in place by Alejandro Mayorkas, whom we impeached and whom this bill will fund. Those ICE beds will not be filled. They won't be used, and we know it. We set out to prohibit DHS from fast-tracking asylum. This bill doesn't do that. We set out to make sure this border would be secure and you could end what happened yesterday in Texas, where 100 illegal aliens bum-rushed our border, rolled over the Texas National Guard, fled into this country, and went to Border Patrol to get released into the United States. That is what this bill continues to fund. And any of my Republican colleagues who want to spend this year campaigning against open borders, it's a laugh, because today, if you vote for this abomination of a bill, you will be voting to fund it. You will be voting to fund the very policies that you will campaign against. I reserve.
The gentleman reserves. Gentlewoman from Texas.
Right there. Right there lays it out. We're going to jump back to the floor as soon as we get some more heated debate. Dave Bratt's with me. Okay, I want to tell you one thing. I'm not saying I disagree with MTG, but it's not that Johnson got rolled. He's part of the thrown in with the Uniparty. This is all organized, completely, totally organized. Here's the pitch they're making. You're saying, how can these guys sit there in the face of what Chip Roy's saying, war room, all these people, hair on fire, yelling and screaming? How can they continue to do this? It's called money. The corporate interests in this country, the Wall Street interests in this country, the big tech feudal overlords, sociopathic overlords, they want this invasion. They are paying, making sure the government has this invasion. They've put the puppet dictatorship of Biden in office by stealing the 2020 election. Did I not say that stolen elections have catastrophic consequences? What you saw at the border yesterday is the catastrophic consequence. Well, we have, so let's go to the floor real quickly. Let's pop to the floor and I'll come back.
children. The fact is that we cannot continue down this path. It is hurting all people. I think that if you want to say and you want to claim to protect minorities, then you need to ensure that you are putting Americans first and not simply just using that as a way to get elected, meanwhile stabbing Americans in the back and hurting our communities. And with that, Madam Speaker, I yield the rest of my time.
Gentlewoman yields. Reserve. Recognize gentlewoman from Texas.
I yield to the gentleman from California, the chairman of the Defense Subcommittee, Mr. Calvert, for 3 minutes.
The gentleman is recognized.
Can't take,
Madam Speaker, I rise
today.
Take
Calvert. I can't take these progressives. Okay, here's the signal, not the noise. The pitch they're making. In fact, let's go to Chris Hayes. Now, there's an article up yesterday I told you about in CNN. That tells you nobody's talking about the $7 trillion benefit of the invasion of the country, the surge, migrant surge, $7 trillion to make it better, right? And CNBC this morning has J.P. Morgan, one of the most powerful financial institutions in the world, J.P. Morgan Bank, their analyst comes out, their macro analyst comes out and says, nobody's really talking about what a great economic benefit it is having all these illegal aliens coming into the country because of their abilities to drive down wages, provide manpower, and also to buy things. So they're making the absolute pitch. Let's go ahead and hear Chris Hayes as he summed it up. Then we're going to get Dave Brett. We're going to talk about this.
While it's true, migration has produced genuine stress on a whole bunch of social systems in cities across the U.S., including here in New York, I got to say, the consistent tenor of the rhetoric surrounding immigrants in this country is maddening. There's this notion that is embedded in the conversation about people coming across the border in right-wing media, though by no means exclusively, which basically posits that life in America is a zero-sum game, that there's only so much stuff, and then when you add more people, they come and take it. They're going to come take your stuff. And it's just wrong. In the most basic way, it completely fails to account for the obvious gift and bounty that is and has been immigration to the United States. The countless social and cultural benefits, sure, but just the sheer dollars and cents massive benefit to our economy. And so as we get closer and closer to November's election, you're going to hear politicians, perhaps even politicians of both parties, demonize migrants to score political points. But if you care about the growth of the U.S. economy and more deeply about the strength of our country as a whole, about the greatness of America, we should be grateful for our immigration rates and find ways to make paths into this great country more orderly and humane.
Baby, you got it right there. The gift and the bounty of the invasion of the United States of America, at least 10 million illegal alien invaders. And who's saying this? Well, we pointed it out, I think, 6 months to a year ago. But now they're codifying it. And they're codifying it in the CNN, and they're codifying it in CNBC, and you're going to start seeing this on TV all the time. You, lowly American citizen, you have to be grateful. You're not seeing the benefit of that. By the way, can we please play yesterday's the rushing of the border? We looked like we were in Europe. Because you have to remember, when they tear down the fence, the first fence they tear down the fence and storm it. See right there? They tear that down. They overwhelm the National Guard, because the National Guard doesn't have the authorization to shoot or to defend themselves or defend the country. They're just there that's the Texas National Guard, I think. They're really there just to be almost a concierge. Not as bad as they force Border Patrol, because there they're coming. Here they're coming, and they're going to come through, and they're going to blow through this fence. Once all these people got there, hundreds, they're processed right in the United States. This is the gift and bounty. This is the gift and bounty. This is what Wall Street is showing you. So once they come through into these white tents, you see they cut it off, they cut the video off, because once they got through, they opened the gates and they got through, they're processed. Those people are being processed into the United States. In fact, they were processed yesterday. The gift and bounty. The reason that this is happening today, the reason that this is being passed today, is that the moneyed interest in this country want it to pass. The moneyed interest in this country have lost faith in you. the moneyed interest in this country does not appreciate you. You're a problem. You're a problem. And particularly African Americans and Hispanic citizens, you're a problem. Your wages are too high. You're now getting off the plantation. They've seen the polling numbers. All of a sudden, you guys are sitting there going, well, hang on for a second. This political party doesn't do anything for us. And so now you're looking for a new home. Well, hey, that supposed new home is voting for your enslavement today. Mike Johnson, his leadership team, and the people that vote for this, and I've said this, and you know, if you vote for this today, as egregious as this is, not just on the southern border, but also for the outrageous spending that's going to bury us, that is burying us. It's not future generations. It's generations right now. It's the lived experience of the American people. But the moneyed interest, and they're going to push this hard. Seeing if Denver could be so good to put up the CNN $7 trillion, you know, addition to the GDP, $7 trillion. Including, they even say it's $1 trillion of new taxes. There's going to be $1 trillion of new taxes paid on sales taxes, all this. And, of course, CNBC this morning, the J.P. Morgan analyst saying, nobody talks about the hidden benefit of the invasion of the country by this 10 million illegal alien invaders. It's such a good, you know, it's such a pop. It drives down wages. It gets wage inflation under control. You get more people producing things. You get lots more people buying, particularly buying, the consumer goods. Dave Brett, we only got about a minute here on this side. We'll continue on the other side. Your thoughts. You agree with this?
Oh, no. It's true misinformation and then just straight out lies coming from the head of global research from J.P. Morgan. I mean, it is totally embarrassing. I can go through the numbers when you get to the other side. But roughly speaking, if you take the immigrants and the revenues they're talking about, right, no one cares about GDP as a whole going up. You care about your income, your personal income. The revenues they're talking about come to about $200 per person from the illegals, if you do the math. That's implied in those articles that you just laid out. $200 in revenue per year that are coming in. 1 year of schooling in Los Angeles for one kid is $50,000. And the head of global research for J.P. Morgan, Joyce Chang, has the nerve to say not only GDP is growing, that's a true statement, but that the net effects of immigration are positive for our economy. That's totally false. And for you and your lived experience, you ought to be very upset. That person should fail Macroeconomics 101, a freshman course. They should not be the head of J.P. Morgan Macro Global Research. It's an embarrassment to their name. This is the story that should go viral. I'll share a few more numbers with you when we come back.
Hang on. We're going to take this apart. Birchgold.com. Gold ain't at an all-time high because of a coincidence. Okay? We don't believe in coincidences. Short commercial break. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go there today. Talk to Philip Patrick. Now that we are launching into the general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a very special offer, just in case you haven't made the switch to Patriot Mobile today. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service. That's a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is stop procrastinating and go to PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the progressive left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message, just like you all did on Super Tuesday, that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The Patriot Mobile team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Remember, Patriot Mobile has 100% U.S.-based customer service. Get your free month of service and get it today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. For the free month of service, put in the code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. SPRING24. When you make the switch, you get the free month. Or you can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Action, action, action.
The gentlewoman reserves. Thank you.
The Democrat leader talks about the mosaic. I assume by the mosaic that anyone who votes for this bill today will be supporting that we're talking about $156,000 for the Hartford Gay and Lesbian Health Collective, an organization self-described as champions of LGBTQIA equity and provides training and cultural competency and access to health care for LGBTQ youth, or $2 million in Oregon Clinic that provides hormone therapy for kids, or the $850,000 for gay senior housing in Massachusetts, or $400,000 for the Briar Patch Youth Services in Wisconsin that has gender-affirming clothing program for kids 18 to 13 to 18, or $400,000 to the Garden State Equality Education Fund, which helps minors transition genders, promote biological boys playing girl sports and using the same restrooms. I could go on and on. How about the $1 million for the Inner City Muslim Network, which calls for the destruction of Israel? That's what we're funding. That's precisely what we're funding in this legislation. So when the Democratic leader talks about a mosaic, that's what he's talking about. And my Republican colleagues who will campaign against it all year, they will, they're voting to fund it today. To be very clear, my Republican colleagues are voting to fund that so-called mosaic today, unless they choose the right path and vote against it. And my friend from California, when he talked about, oh, the horrors that'll happen if we have a CR, well, we shouldn't be here. This is the Swamp Acting, what it does. Have government funding expire on the Friday before a two-week recess heading into Easter, precisely to have the pressure of jet fumes so that the American people are the ones left holding the bag, so that we, members of Congress, can go off to our CODELs, can go travel, can go do your fundraisers, can make sure you get home. But the ones left holding the bag are the American people. And when we talk about this, the game was given up. When we talk about defense, everything that is happening here is being done in the name of defense. Everything that you see, and talking about how our national security will be undermined. Well, tell me about national security in Texas, when you have the National Guard getting rolled over in El Paso.
The national security of the invasion of the country, and you got division level military age men's coming into the country, totally unvetted. That's not national security. That's not national security. What they're talking about is defense contractors and their flunkies on the House Armed Services Committee that sit there all the time and wave the flag. Oh, you got to have a bigger defense bill. We need more weapons system. Need it all. It's all crap. And I consider myself a hawk. That's just spending for spending's sake. Okay. You talk about national security. The two biggest things of national security right now are the invasion of the southern border and the $2 trillion that McCarthy gave us that's embedded, $2 trillion deficit that's embedded in this. And you're voting for it. And back in the districts, you're going to be up in their grills. Don't let them. We're going to put up all their names today. So they're not going to be able to hide. From Arizona, particularly in the South. Southerners, hey, you've got these deep red districts that are full MAGA. And you've got a collection of representatives that have totally sold out to the Uniparty. So now it's time to say, hey, you know, they're gonna be coming home and asking for your money and asking for your vote. So this is your decision. I want to go back because this is why it's happening. The corporate and moneyed interests, Wall Street moneyed interests, the corporate money interests, all the way from the Chamber of Commerce all the way up to the multinationals, plus our feudal tech overlords, sociopathic overlords in Silicon Valley. They want this. They don't think you're worthy. They don't think you're going to produce enough. They don't think you're energetic enough. We played the clip yesterday from out in Nebraska at the, I think, the Tyson's food plant that got shut down, right? You're not hardworking enough. You're quitters. You don't have the stick-to-itiveness. This is a vote against you. Let's boil it down to exactly what it is. This is the money. This is Wall Street, the corporate interest, the tech oligarchs, who, let's refer to them now as the paymasters of the Uniparty. The Uniparty up there is just a group of mediocre clowns. You see this every day. You don't need me to point that out to you. They're just doing what their paymasters want. Now you have intermediaries, the lobbyists, the consultants, the pollsters, the Frank Luntzes, all that crowd, telling them, oh, you can't shut down the government. You can't shut down the government in the election. It's terrible. When we showed yesterday, once again, and Brett knows this, when you have a principled stand about forcing the regime to the table, and if they won't negotiate and they won't guarantee border security, then guess what? You don't get any funding. That's our leverage. You don't get any money. Suck on that. See how you like that. And you take the case to the American people, who, by the way, are focused on March Madness and tons of other stuff. Let's go back to the House floor. Is that what we're going to do? Let's go. Let's jump to the House floor.
Massive omnibus bill that we were cutting the FBI and then relied upon getting rid of an earmark in Alabama to claim that it was a bigger cut than it really is. Now what is happening to the American people? Guess what? The FBI is getting a brand new shiny headquarters despite running ramshot over the American people, spying on them. And by the way, we extended FISA to continue spying on the American people. We also failed to prohibit the Treasury from establishing a central bank digital currency. House Republicans passed that, but in this deal that was cut, we don't do that. Why? Why? Why would it be so abhorrent to ban a central bank digital currency? I yield 90 seconds to my friend from South Carolina.
Gentleman from South Carolina is now recognized.
I woke up this morning to a text from an elderly lady. We are under attack, Congressman. Can Congress do anything to protect our borders? The blood of further deaths of Americans is on your hands. I disagree with my colleague, my good friends on the right side. This is anything but a national security bill. Look at what's happening at the border. Look at what's happening to the agents that got bum-rushed in El Paso last night. Now, if you're willing, anybody that votes for this bill, you're saying, and for all the listeners, are you agreeing to $500 million for Jordan, including $150 million for border security in Jordan? Are you agreeing, do you like $125 million to help Egyptians attend college in Egypt? Is this where you want your money? Do you want $286 million for Title 10 family planning, which is an abortion clinic? Folks, the list goes on and on. This is insanity. Here's what I call on. Here's the fix. I call on our speaker, and he's the only one can do it, to vote this bill down, take that mace down, which has to be in place. It's been in place for 182 years to have session in the House of Representatives, cut the lights off, and until the Senate accepts a total shutdown of the border, until they accept a total HR 2, we don't come back. Why fund a government that's working against us? It is total insanity.
It's expired. The gentleman from Texas reserves. Gentlewoman from Texas is now recognized.
I yield to the gentleman from Ohio, the chairman of the Homeland Security Subcommittee, Mr. Joyce, for 2 minutes.
The gentleman from Ohio is recognized now.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I rise today in support of the package of appropriation bills under consideration. As chairman of the Homeland Security Subcommittee, I'd like to thank the full committee chair, Ms. Granger, for her leadership in assembling funding packages that reflect strong Republican priorities. The crisis at our southwest border has raged under the Biden administration. More than 2 million migrants crossed the border each of the last 2 years. That is not sustainable. So this bill makes key investments to secure the border, expand detention, improve technology, and deter illegal immigration. Under this bill, we provide $500 million to reach an end strength of 22,000 border agents consistent with HR 2. To counter fentanyl, this bill provides $305 million for non-intrusive inspection equipment at our nation's ports of entry. This bill ensures ICE has the detention capacity it needs to enforce the law by providing 41,500 detention beds. Without this funding, ICE would have...
Right there. More than 10- right there, Joyce, that's all lies. That's all lies. That's the Republican talking points you'll see on Fox. This bill does nothing but exacerbate the invasion. But right there, that's the enemy. That's what, this is the problem. You're seeing the problem right here. That's a guy that's totally in the pocket of the defense contractors and the big contractors over at DHS. Everything you just told you is spin and misrepresentation. This bill exacerbates the invasion of the southern border. And here's what they're going to try to corner you. Oh, well, you're not for national security because we have an increase in the defense bill. You don't need an increase in the defense bill. What we need in the defense bill is some of these deadbeat allies start picking up their share and us stop having a couple of carrier battle groups in the Red Sea to keep the Suez Canal open for the elites up on the ski chalets in Switzerland and in Paris and in West End of London. That's what we're keeping it open for. Talk to me about that defense budget. You're not going to spend this into oblivion, and that's what you're doing for defense contractors. I want a strong national defense as anybody, and maybe more so. And the way you do that is a combination of economic warfare, modern information warfare, fifth generation information warfare, and yes, to be able to go kinetic and go large kinetic, but not the way you're doing it. Okay, not the way we're doing it. Playing patty cake throughout the world, funding the Chinese Communist Party. The same people on Wall Street and in Silicon Valley in the multinational corporation that are funding our enemies and working with our enemies are the same people that have these stooges up there on Capitol Hill prepared to vote in a republic-ending bill. Because the spending and the invasion of the southern border, which not only they don't touch, they exacerbate. And they're going to sit there like you're an idiot and give you a bunch of talking points. Those days are over. The audience is so far ahead of Fox News and so far ahead of the RNC's stupid, ridiculous talking points. You guys have more information. You've processed it. That's why you're weaponized. And you're seeing it here in high relief today. And there's no doubt, if Johnson pushes this through, he should be removed. He should be removed before they go on vacation. And Chip Roy said the quiet part out loud. They've already got their vacations planned, these CODELs, congressional delegations. They're going to go all over the world to review and, you know, interview people in the south of France on agriculture policy and talk about defense. It's all just a big vacation with them on your nickel. That's what it is. Oh, they're going to come back to the district or stick around D.C. and fundraise from the corporate interests and from the Wall Street interests and from the sociopathic overlords in Silicon Valley. You heard, this is exactly why it's happening. You heard it from Chris Hayes' lips. It's the gift and bounty. Gift and bounty. Dude, your writers are brilliant. The gift and bounty of 10 million illegal aliens. You know what it is? That they buy potato chips and, you know, bologna sandwiches, and they spend everything the U.S. government gets them, they spend, and that's how it's calculated into higher GDP. $7 trillion. Don't take it from me. The chief economist at CNN and the head of J.P. Morgan Bank's macro, that's the big brain. That's the one global researcher on macro. That's what we talk about here. These Rickards, Jim Rickards is going to join us. Dave Walsh is going to join us. I got Dave Brett. I got three of the biggest brains on macro sitting on this show this morning. And that's what she's saying. You guys, you're not grateful. America, citizens, you're not grateful. Black America, I hope you see what's going on here. See what you see. Those great folks in Chicago that Ben Berquam were with the other day. See what you see. The gift and bounty of the invasion, paid for by the American taxpayers, but grifted off for the profits by corporate America. That's why it's happening. This is why it's happening. This is all a well-thought-through plan backed by money and power. And it's a test to you. This is a test to the Trump movement. They think they got Trump because they're putting him in bankruptcy and prison. Now they're coming for you. Now they're coming for you. They go, hey, this is Trump's muscle. MAGA, working class people, the deplorables, they're the muscle and back of Trump. Well, we're going to come for them now. That's what this bill is. This bill's coming directly for you and your family. Short commercial break. We'll be back in the war room in a moment.
Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Companies like Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion. Financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Makeup companies like Maybelline making a mockery of women by supporting transgender models. And beer companies like Bud Light forcing gender ideology on you when all you want is to enjoy a cold beer. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer with our hard-earned dollars. With Public Square, we now have a solution. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. That's publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to buy coffee, find a new athletic clothing that knows what a woman is, and shop for clean skincare, or simply find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views, publicsq.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as consumer or a business owner, and you can get started today at publicsq.com. Remember, either as a consumer or a business owner, download the app now. That's publicsq.com, publicsq.com.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, this is a day. It's going to be a long one. This is a day you're going to need a Warpath coffee. Go to warpath.coffee/war room to get your discount. You need the dark roast today. It's a dark roast day. Get it. Let's go back to the floor. I think we got Chip Roy. Let's hit it.
People and squat and take over our homes. This is an atrocious attack on the American people. The Speaker of the House should not bring it to the floor, and this bill should not pass.
Reserve.
Gentlewoman reserves. Gentlewoman from Texas is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I reserve the balance of my time.
The gentlewoman reserves. Gentlewoman from Connecticut is
recognized. Speaker, I reserve the balance of my time.
The gentlewoman reserves. Gentleman from Texas?
Okay, we're going to go back to Chip. Don't go back yet. Okay, here's what they're doing. They're passing the ball out to different people to have short hits here. Essentially, you're going to have over 100 Republicans, if the whip count is correct, to team with the Democrats to actually break the rules and bring this thing to the floor, totally against everything we fought for, which was regular order, to look at these things separately and then have regular order so you wouldn't have any more omnibus. They're saying, oh, but this is a defense. This is really a minibus. It's crap. They're hiding all this stuff in there. Everything you work for has been upended, and MTG's thrown down. I don't know how Johnson goes forward on this, because he's lied to everybody. This is bald-faced lies. This is weakness. If Lankford and Johnson are the examples of Christian men, do you understand why the mosques are full and why the churches are empty? If that's the example of the strong Christian male that stands up for principle, Senator Lankford and I'm not talking in their private morality. That's their own deal, right? Nobody can look into a heart of a man or make that kind of judgment. I'm talking about as public figures. Johnson talks about people being raised up. Well, dude, you're supposed to raise up to take action. And I had to agree with a lot of the audience. He didn't get rolled. He's part of this deal. He's part of this deal. Dave Brett, give me, you've got some analysis. Remember, the moneyed interests are selling this, and they're telling the guys, this is good for the country. If you stop this, if you actually secure the border, you'll throw us into recession. This is what they're saying. It hurts the economy. You have to have an invasion of the southern border. You need 10 million energizers. You need energizers in here because the American people are too dumb and lazy to make things happen. Dave Brett.
Yeah, well, you see the power of the argument on the other side. All political views are my own. This frustrated me when I ran back in 2014 on this issue. And we ended, this country ended an amnesty bill because Bannon and Breitbart and everybody got the word out. So get out your number two pencil. I'm serious on this. get out the pencil right now. We got 10, we got 100 million American citizens on our side of the football. It's up to you to write op-eds to refute this madness and the total lies being told about immigration dollars. Here's the numbers. They say $7 trillion goes to GDP. Okay, that might be true. Let's go over that number. Take 10 million illegals, right? 10 million illegals just in the last 4 years. Multiply that by a salary of $10,000 a year, and then do that for 10 years. And that gets you the $10 trillion they're talking about, right? So I'm being generous there. They're just making up some numbers, you know, based on what average incomes of someone coming across with low skills might look like. So they're okay. So GDP goes up. Then in the same article, here's point number two. Get out your pencil on this one. They have the gall to juxtapose the $10 trillion with the revenues that are going to come in from the illegals. So if you take 40 million, you know, total illegals here, generating 40 million people, generating $40 billion. That's the number they gave. That's a teaspoon full of revenues up in D.C. That's $1,000 a piece. And that's over a five-year window. So take the $1,000, divide it by 5 years, and on average, the immigrants are giving you $200 each in revenue per year toward all of their expenses. And Chris Hayes mentioned the costs of the social fabric, the crime, the human trafficking, the fentanyl, and the drug overdoses have killed more people in the last years than the Vietnam War did. And these macroeconomists at JP Morgan, then they go on and mention the third final term, and this is just one term, the net effect. The net effect just means take into account all the benefits. Okay, GDP went up. Global GDP didn't go up. You got the same people working, right? So GDP in the U.S. goes up, but your personal income didn't go up at all. In fact, you're going to pay all the costs, right? The education figures are $20,000 per kid on average. They're bringing in $200 in revenues. You're going to pay the $20,000 for every kid they got going to public school, plus the hospital costs, plus the prison costs, plus all the downside social risks. So you're upside down like crazy. And by the way, state and local revenues pay for all education, not the federal government, right? Hey, so state and local pays 90% of it, and that's your money out of your wallet, and that's your lived experience.
On the math, it's a stone cold loser. It's not even close.
And it's a lie.
They've selectively picked. It's a bald faced lie. But this is what the pollsters, the lobbyists, this is nothing more than the lords of easy money on Wall Street, the multinational, and quite frankly, even the American companies here that want cheap labor and they want bigger consumer sales, and the sociopathic overlords in Silicon Valley who don't think you're good enough. Right. This vote is not simply against the United States of America. This vote's against you. Just be when you're sitting there going, well, do I get up on the ramparts again and fight? Hey, if you don't want to fight, that's fine. I understand. OK, we're going to lose some. We're going to win some. This is why Trump is back, because you guys have stood up. But right now they're coming after you. They got Trump coming after him to steal his company and all his cash. They're also trying to put him in jail for 700 years. And Fannie Willis is saying today, I'm going to try him before the election. They're using every tool in a toolbox to destroy him. But hey, now they're coming for you. And that's what this budget is. Dave Brett, if you can hang around a little bit in the second hour, I appreciate it. I know you got to go.
You bet.
Dave Walsh is with us. Jim Rickards is going to join us from Strategic Intelligence. We're going to get a lot done in the second hour. They're also, I think, going to vote at 11. Maybe we pull some highlights from the rest of the debate. But quite frankly, this audience can stand in the well of the House and give as good as they get in this debate. That's why we're so proud of what you guys have accomplished. Bill Blaster, I think, has even gone down because of the volume over there. But it's fight day. Hey, we're going to identify the masks are going to come off. Home title lock. Make sure you can go to the ramparts. You're not worried about paying back a second mortgage that's taken out by a hard money lender or somebody got their hands on your title. HomeTitleLock.com. Don't take it from me. Go to the site. Immerse yourself in information and talk to the experts. 90-second break. Dave Walsh, Dave Brett, Jim Rickards, join us on a monumental day here in the War Room. Tax Network USA is pure War Room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.